Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! What's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 155 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing the usual pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. But before we start, if you want to show your support for this channel, hit that red subscribe button. And if you want the latest updates on content releases, hit that bell icon. All right, so getting into it. I see the Jags losing this game. And it could be bad, man. I think they're going to lose by two touchdowns. Just to start off with, I think the Titans are going to be very hungry after that embarrassing loss to the Cleveland Browns. And they're going to be very hungry. I mean, we are going to be playing at home at TIA Bank Field. But the Jags are going to have to do a lot of things to be successful in this game. I mean, to start off with, they're going to have to get pressure on Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's very mobile. So you get pressure on him and sack him. Or you get pressure on him, he'll make mistakes. We'll need to get pressure on Tannehill. Our pass rush just has to be better in this game in order for us to be effective. Of course, we're going to need to be able to shut down Derrick Henry, try to keep him below 100 yards. We're actually able to do that in our first game against the Titans, but it seems like everything has gone downhill since then. I mean, we've been okay against the run, but we're going to need to minimize Derrick Henry in this game. We're also going to need to be able to shut down their passing attack. They have a lot of weapons. Their wide receiver core is really good. They have A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Adam Humphrey. So we're going to have to, play tight coverage on them and limit them. Jags are also going to have to be able to run the ball effectively in this game. It's really going to have to be smash mouth football for them. So James Robinson has to get going. I'd like to see him get 100 yards rushing in this game. He only got about 74 in the last game against the Vikings, but we have to get him going, tire out that defense, and then maybe go play action with Glennon, kind of mix it up a little bit. Glennon will be getting the start again despite his bad performance against the Vikings. Which is, it's a little disheartening because I wish we got to see Gardner Minshew, in this game. But
just heart and balls, man, heart and balls.
I don't know if we're going to see him for the rest of the season. They may be kind of just keeping him off the field so that they can boost his trade value because they are looking at getting Justin Fields or drafting a quarterback in this upcoming draft. So Minshew's future here is still uncertain, but I'd love to see him, like I said, back in Jacksonville next year, but we just don't know. I mean, they may make some moves in the draft. Maybe they trade Minshew and someone else, or they trade up. I don't know yet, but we'll see what happens. I'd like to see DJ Chark, Chenault, and Colin Johnson get going in this game. Maybe we see Gruden call some wildcat plays where Chenault takes the snap. He did a really good job on the ground. He had three carries for 30 yards against the Vikings. So Chenault is just a beast, has done very well for us, it looks like he's going to be a very promising player. So I say get the ball to Chenault. Get the ball to Colin Johnson. We also have Keelan Cole, who's kind of quiet against the Vikings. We didn't see him much. DJ Chark, got to see him get going again, get open. We're going to have to minimize the turnovers in this game as well. We turned the ball over a lot in the game against the Vikings. Glennon had a fumble. He threw two picks. He took a sack, which ended up being a safety. So, the offensive line has to play better. you know, we can't have these stupid penalties where, you know, we have false starts. And, you know, Juwan Taylor had two false start penalties in the game against the Vikings that just killed drives. And we can't have that, you know. So the offensive line has to play better. Brandon Lindner ended up going down in the game against the Vikings. So I think it's uncertain whether we'll see him in the game against the Titans. So we may be seeing Tyler Shatley, who was filling in at center. This game, it could be another interesting one to watch if the Titans kind of sleep on the Jaguars, because I felt like the Vikings and the Browns kind of slept on the Jags in the previous two games. So who knows? But I think the Titans are going to be hungry. You know, they're going to be licking their chops coming into this game because they lost last week. And so it could be a rough one. Like I said, I see the Jaguars, you know, losing this game by two touchdowns. So, you know, my prediction was probably like a 28-14 Titans. But, you know, if the Jaguars just don't show up on defense and, you know, just lay an egg, it could be, you know, a blowout. So those are really my predictions. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Jacksonville, you know, wins. And if they win, I hope the Jets win too. So we're still in the running for a good draft pick. But let me know how you feel about this upcoming game. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel. Again, like I said, show some support for the channel. Stop by Apple Podcasts, leave me a review. It always helps me when I put these episodes together. Stop by the live stream as well. We'll be doing that on Sunday. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Meeting other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.